Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's readings present us with a beautiful parallel between Hannah, who is the mother of the prophet Samuel, and Mary, who is the mother of God. Hannah, of course, was a real person in the Old Testament, but she's considered a type of Our Lady, which means that she's someone who prefigures Mary. And we look at Hannah, and in her, we can actually catch a glimpse of the person of our Blessed Mother. Hannah is, as we mentioned, the mother of Samuel, the last of the judges in the Old Testament, perhaps the greatest of the judges of Israel. Hannah's name means rich in grace or gratuitous gift, or she was gracious. We mention that because names are important to our Lord. The Catechism even says that. Number 2158 says that God calls each one by name. Everyone's name is sacred. And then the Catechism says the name is the icon of the person. So a person's name is actually an icon, or it's a reflection of who they are. Hannah was a woman rich in grace, although it didn't seem that way for her really in the beginning. In the first book of Samuel in the Old Testament opens by telling us that she was one of Elkanah's two wives, and of the two, she was the one who was barren, the one who couldn't actually have children. Not only that, but the other wife of Elkanah, Penina, taunted and provoked Hannah, partly because of her inability to conceive children, and partly because Elkanah loved Hannah more, and so Penina was probably quite jealous of that as well. It was only after many taunts and many tears that Hannah one day presented herself to the Lord at the temple, seemingly on the point of despair. And it was there in the city of Shiloh, before the tent of meeting and before the Ark of the Covenant, that Hannah made a very powerful prayer to the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 says this. It says, Hannah was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made this vow, O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me, and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death. He shall drink neither wine nor intoxicants, and no razor shall touch his head. Sometimes it really is only when we're at the breaking point that we truly pray to the Lord from the heart. And the story of Hannah shows us as well that at times it does matter not only what type of prayer we make, not only what type of prayer we make, a prayer from the heart, but also at times it does matter where our petitions are made to the Lord as well. Hannah made her prayer at the holiest place in the promised land at that time, which was before the tent of meeting and where the Ark of the Covenant was in Shiloh. And that was many years, of course, before the temple in Jerusalem was to be built by King Solomon. So there are special graces associated with particular places. And so at times our prayers can be more fruitful and more powerful when they're prayed, for example, in the church before the Blessed Sacrament, or at special shrines dedicated to Our Lady or to the saints or other particular places which are blessed by God. So not only what we pray, but at times also where we pray. Afterward, the scriptures tell us that the Lord remembered Hannah and that she gave birth to a son whom she named Samuel. Samuel means heard of God. It also means asked of God. It also means his name is God. In today's first reading, we heard Hannah say this. She said, I prayed for this child and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord. 1 Samuel 1, verses 27 and 28. Samuel was a priest. He was a prophet. He was a seer. He was a judge. He helped move Israel from being just a mere division into the tribes, the 12 tribes, and being ruled in a tribal function, to becoming a monarchy, to actually becoming one nation under King Saul and then under King David, of course. So Hannah, by pouring out her heart to the Lord, actually obtained a greater grace and a greater blessing than she could have ever imagined from God. And there is a lesson for us in that as well. And we do see a strong similarity between Hannah and Our Lady in today's responsorial psalm, taken from the prayer of Hannah, which is in 1 Samuel chapter 2. We heard Hannah say this in the responsorial psalm. She says, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. The bows of the mighty are broken, while the tottering gird on strength. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He humbles, he also exalts. He raises the needy from the dust. From the dung heap he lifts up the poor, to seat them with nobles and make a glorious throne their heritage." Now, Hannah's prayer, is much like Our Lady's prayer. Hannah's heart was much like the heart of Our Lady, and you can see that in how she prayed. And so her prayer is obviously much like the prayer of Our Lady, which we heard in today's Gospel, her Magnificat, where Our Lady says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant." Luke 1, verses 46 and 47. And we know that, again, Hannah's name means rich in grace. Mary, for her part, when she was greeted by the angel said to her, "Hail, full of grace." Luke 1, verse 28. Hannah was barren, and yet God graced her with a son. Mary was a virgin, and yet at the same time, God graced her and made her conceive a divine son. Hannah's son was a priest, prophet, judge, one of the greatest of the Old Testament figures. Mary's son is the eternal high priest, prophet, and judge of all the living and the dead, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hannah's son, again, was named Samuel, which means his name is God. And we know that Mary's son is known as Emmanuel, which means God with us. So as we draw near to the arrival of Jesus at Christmas time, let's ask Hannah and let's ask Our Lady in prayer to help us to learn really how to entrust and how to entrust ourselves to the Lord and how to trust him more, how to open our hearts to God in prayer, whether our hearts are in pain or in distress, as was the heart of Hannah when she prayed before the Ark of the Covenant, or whether our hearts are filled with gratitude, as was Our Lady's heart when she sang in the presence of Saint Elizabeth. And let's thank our Heavenly Father for the gift of a Savior who loved us so much that he gave us his life. He gave his life to save us and to make us happy with him forever in paradise. And he loved us so much, not only that, but he also gave us the greatest mother that we can possibly imagine. Praise be Jesus and Mary.